السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness who has created us from clay to worship Him and who has sent his messengers to take humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light and wisdom of his own guidance. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all prophets and messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to his house, to his descendants, to his companions, and to the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about هذه الدنيا وكيف نحسن استخدامها. This life, this dunya, and how can we make the best of it? يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة المؤمنون chapter 23 verses 112 to 115. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah, praise to him, will be asking, and the angels will be asking people at the day of judgment, how long you think you lived in your first life on earth? They would say, we just lived maybe one day, maybe half of a day. But there are people who know better, you can ask them. The answer would be, yes, you spent very short time on your first life on earth. And that was a test from us. We wanted to see how you are doing in this very short period of time. And when you think about these great ayats, verses, the time when we become aware about life is very even short. Our life itself is short. 80 years, 90 years, maybe below that, maybe a little bit more. But by the time we are old enough to think about it, it is really very, very, very short. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also has a saying, hadith about that. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليه عمر وهو على حصير قد أثر في جنبه وقيل في وجهه فقال يا نبي الله لو اتخذت فراشا أوثر من هذا. This is a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he and his father, that one day the Prophet ﷺ was laying down on a hasir. Hasir is like kind of carpet, but made of dried plants. So it is really hard. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, entered and he saw that this harsh mattress made of dried plants affected the body of the Prophet ﷺ. And he asked him, oh Prophet of Allah, don't you want a better mattress to lay on, to sleep on than that? So what was the answer from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام? He said, مالي وللدنيا ما مثلي ومثل الدنيا إلا كراكب سار في يوم صائف فاستظل تحت شجرة ساعة من نهار ثم راح وتركه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered Umar, what are you talking about? He would be telling them, I have nothing to do with this dunya. The example between me and this dunya is like the example of a traveler who felt dizzy, maybe he needs to take a nap. He saw a tree and he took a nap under that tree. Or sat under that tree. استظل ساعة من نهار, just 1 hour in a day. A traveler going, tired or needs some shade, he stayed under the tree for 1 hour. Then he stood up and he continued his travel. Dunya is like that for me. In Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verses 20 and 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, guiding us what to do about it. What is dunya? He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah, praise to him, says, اعلموا, know, telling humanity, not only Muslims, the dunya, this life you are living, is not but just a game, play, and entertainment, and some celebration, and some bragging among you. It's also a competition to increase your wealth and your children. And I want to tell you an example of that. This is like a cloud bringing rain, and the non-believers are very happy about the rain touching their land, allowing plants to grow, but in a very short time these plants would dry up and they become yellow and they become ashes. And in the hereafter, this is the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the plants. The example is like this: would, if you benefit from the plants and you do it right, spend it in the right way, then there is a reward. But if it's not used well, or if it is abused, the product of these plants, then there would be severe punishment. And he ends this ayah 20 of Surah Al-Hadid, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. All this life is just deception. Enjoying deception. And he tells us the solution in the next ayah, 21. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. He said, it's fine if you are competing for your daily sustenance, but the real competition, سابقوا, is for forgiveness from your Lord, and is for a Jannah, a paradise, that is as fast, as vast, as large as earth and heavens. And it is being prepared for those who believe in Allah and for those who believe in His messengers. And that's a great favor from Allah, giving it for whom He wills. And Allah has a great plenty of favors to give. And in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Al-Ankabut is chapter 29, and this verse is 64. Allah, praise to him, says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. He says, this dunya, this life you are living, is nothing but entertainment and playing. It's very short, and what's in it may be deceptive. The real life is the hereafter, when you are, inshallah, everlasting in paradise. That is life. This is very short and deceptive. And in Surah Ali Imran, this is chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. It has been shown to people to love women. This is for men to love women, to love children, to love gold or wealth, a lot of it, to love belongings in the old times, before our time, industrial time, the belongings usually animals, horses, camels, goats, sheep. This is wealth also. In our time, we can say belongings, whatever you possess. But Allah is telling us, all this is just little thing, matter. You may enjoy it, but it's temporary. And guess what? Allah has better. حسن المتاع, it's better that Allah is saving for you. In verse 15, in also Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, the answer also. He doesn't leave us. He will tell us that. He was warning, but also quickly telling you the guidance. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. قُلْ O you Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, قُلْ tell them, أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Am I going to tell you something better than that? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Those who are righteous, they are going to be rewarded gardens on paradise with the flowing rivers. And the Mufassirun, the interpreters, agreed that these rivers are rivers of everything you can wish for. Not only water, but rivers of honey and rivers of anything, milk also. Means khayrat, favors. Khalidina fiha. Everlasting in it. وأزواج مطهرة. And in it, in addition to the great things in Jannah, inshallah, in paradise, spouses, pure spouses, and more important in addition, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and contentment from Allah. You cannot ask for more than God's content, God's happiness with you. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable of His worshipper. In a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدنيا متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة. Life is just a little thing you can have. But the best of it is a good woman for you men. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مخاطبا عمر رضي الله عنه ألا أخبرك بخير ما يكنز المرء المرأة الصالحة إذا نظر إليها سرته وإذا أمرها أطاعته وإذا غاب عنها حفظته. This is another hadith. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he and his father, said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, talking to Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, I am going to tell you about the best a man can have in this short life. It is a good woman. How is that? If he looks at her, he would be pleased. She's nice to him. And if he asks her something, she obeys. She doesn't fight about it. And if he is absent, she is faithful to him. وعن أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن علمه فيما فعل به وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه وعن جسمه فيما أبلاه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبي برزة الأسلمي, a companion, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, in the day of judgment, in the last day, when a human being is asked, he would be asked about his or her life, how did you spend it? And he would be asked about what he knew. How did he use it? How you use the knowledge you have. And about his wealth or her wealth, how he or she earned it. And how he or she spent it. And finally, what did he or she do with his body? As you think, every one of them can be used or abused. That is really what we should be thinking about. How did you spend your life? Did you spend it in good deeds, in righteousness, or doing bad deeds? That's a fair question. You knew something. Every one of us has a level of knowledge in his area, in public. What did you make use of that? Is it in an evil way or a good way? You earned money. How did you earn it? Was it legal, truthful, righteous, or was it through bad ways? And how did you spend it? Did you help your fellow human beings? Or you just hoarded it? Or spent it in a bad way? And finally, this body you have been given as a gift from Allah. When you are growing up, youth, strong, until then you are aging, then you are in the time of wisdom. How are you using your muscles, your looks, or your reasoning? It also can be good, can be bad. So the lesson is really, inshallah, is to be aware that this is really very short, our life here, and to make the best of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to be among His winning worshippers in doing the right thing, so we can have His content and we can have our lasting life in paradise, inshallah. Ask Him, He is very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء المرسلين. إن شاء الله, in about 3 weeks the glorious month of Ramadan will start, and we can't wait. Muslims really are always in waiting for Ramadan. It's the great opportunity for us to enjoy it, to be as close to our Creator as possible. Inshallah, this year, I would like to encourage everyone to participate more than previous years. We had a very beautiful tradition, several years of eating together in iftar here. I think we, last 2 years, we were a little bit loose in that. So I encourage everybody, I invite everybody to do that. The board decided that we will sponsor Saturday, every Saturday, the four Saturdays. And I prepared a chart to allow everyone to participate sponsoring a day, particularly the weekend. So you had Sunday and Friday, but of course it's open all the months. It would be great if we come together in this great month of Ramadan, and also during Taraweeh. Taraweeh, great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And participating, I know we have been doing it very well, and brothers, may Allah be pleased with them and help them and reward them. They lead us in prayers and they recite the Quran in Taraweeh. More participation is better, and there is a break. We can talk about our own personal experiences or dhikr, just telling each other, saying an ayah, saying hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do Ramadan as best as we can. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها، وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين، إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وسووا الصفوف، فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة. Straighten the lines and complete them, it's a sunnah. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.